Welcome Monday, and this is 4th of July week. I always kind of get amped up and excited for 4th of July week because it's, the summertime always brings good things, and it always brings, I think, some pretty good shows. And this time last year, July 1st, 2023, we had the Dooleys on, as are generally is the case, you know.
Well, you just said as are is the case.
Yeah. Yeah, you would.
As is the case, we have the Dooleys on.
Right, because it's summer, and they have the Cabinet Butner.
Right. And so here are the Dooleys guest hosting a segment, and quote, the truth comes out, here, I'll read it, on why it really was that Bobby walked bow-legged after a weekend with the Slav.
You guys think that's funny, huh?
No, it's not. Anyway, the Slav, Dave Slavman, that's a whole other story having to do with Chris Norton. By the way, I'm getting Chris ready for a kind of a one-man show presentation.
You're going to put him on stage?
Yeah, I want him to tell the story of Daffy Dick.
Yeah, Daffy Dick, the story needs to come out.
That's idiotic.
All right, well, here it is, folks, from July 1 of last year, Bobby and Steve, and the secret, the true story behind the bow-legged walk.
I hope you'd understand.
Yes, that is the sound of the Misery Slims, and it's called Spirit Chief. Steve?
Yeah.
And you can hear him, I hope you'd understand. The things we do can never last. Yes, General?
That's my favorite song, Bobby Soth.
I know it's your favorite song. And I thank, first of all, Phil Hendry and everyone for letting Steve and I come in here. And that sounds...
Let us in here. I mean, we belong.
You belong here. I just don't want you messing with my song.
What I was going to say is I want to thank Phil Hendry for allowing me to come in here and state my case, to state my point of view. When it comes to the Slav, Dave Slavman.
God.
Steve, keep it together, okay?
Yeah, but you did it on purpose.
Hey, Dooley, you're going to have to keep it together.
And what I would like from you, General, is to intercede. What is that?
I got to take a pill.
Is to intercede only when I need you to intercede. The butting in and...
Yeah, you butted it in.
Hey, Dooley, I'm not butting.
His name is not Bully. It's Dooley. That's number one. Number two, I'm hosting the show, so please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Take your pill.
What is it, like Viagra or something?
I don't know. Wait a minute. Hey, you guys, listen. What are you doing?
I'm here to break up any fights, and I saw what you did.
That guy's talking to me about Viagra.
Hey, Mr. Dooley? This show was convened specifically so that you could get information that wouldn't make you feel so bad, right?
Excuse me, Phil.
Wait, Bobby. I had to break up a fight here. Were you going to do that?
God, what a...
What a what?
I had to break up a fight here.
I've got it under control, okay?
I just saw this guy here.
His name is General Shaw.
Yeah, well, you went after him.
You're going after me just because I was trying to take a joke.
Oh, Steve, butch the hell up. God, butch up, Steve. God, butch up, Steve.
Yeah, all right.
Who let him in?
Bud, what are you doing here?
I thought we were doing a show. Oh, my God.
Bud, come into the kitchen. I've got some snacks.
Go with Margaret, okay?
So what my understanding is, you've got the entire panel here hanging out in the kitchen for what? For backup?
No, Bobby. It's my studio. It's my business, okay? Of course we're going to be here. Yes, I want you and Steve to be on the air to talk about the Slav as you want it. And that's what...
Yes.
Okay, I can't call him Dave Slavman.
She said the Slav.
I heard her, and I'm talking to her, not you.
Right? Yeah, okay.
I want the Slav addressed properly. Now, some things got... Can I do this now, or do you need to be here to break up fights?
I just don't want Dooley giving me the whole Viagra thing.
I understand, General.
Ha.
You little... Come, wait a minute, will you? God damn it. Tell him to knock that shit off.
Steve, sit down.
All I did...
Sit down, Steve.
All right, I'm going to be in the kitchen.
What, are you going to be listening in and monitoring and making sure that everything I do is going to be appropriate? Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, pretty much. Yes, I am.
You really like controlling women, don't you?
Oh, I see. That's what this is about, huh? In other words...
Oh, Bobby, quit being dramatic.
Why don't you butt out? Hey, you know something?
Wait a minute. Wait. If I got to break up fights here...
I don't want it talking to me like that. And I'm not a it, I'm a her.
Are you sure about that?
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah? Wait, now listen, you know what I'm going to do? Is I'm going to shut this down. I'm just going to do the show solo. I'll just knock a show out for Tuesday. I won't have any of you guys on the show. And I will think about firing every last person here. And you, Bobby and Steve, I will think about not having you on the show ever again.
He's bluffing.
No, I'm not bluffing. What are you looking at her for?
I'm wondering, are you bluffing?
Yeah, it sounds like it, Mr. Henry.
I've heard him make threats like this before.
Okay, get out. You're all fired.
All right, I'm only kidding. I'm kidding.
Get out. You're fired.
Phil, we were just fooling around.
I have a right to...
You don't have a right to anything. Are we fired?
No, you're not. Yet.
Phil, this is going to sound real bad on the show.
Don't I know it? No, I know. I know the show's probably already in the tank. It doesn't make a difference to me. Just do what you need to do, Ms. Dooley. Now, I have to set this up for the audience.
Oh, my God. You said I got to be the host and everything.
Yeah, you said she'd be... Well, you did say hostess.
Yeah, you said I could be the hostess. What's with you? Mr. Henry looks like he just smelled someone's B.O.
Yeah, well, pretty much that's what this show is. This show is the Digicast, the webcast version of Bad B.O. Got it?
Yeah, Mr. Henry. Yeah.
Bud, come back in here.
Bobby, I'm going to set this up for the audience. Ms. Dooley wanted airtime tonight to clarify some things about what she insists on him being called the Slav. Because why?
Because that is his commercial profile. It's how I've known Dave. I don't know Steve. Don't get jealous. There's nothing going on between me and him since we knew each other before I met you. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, what's the good news? You said there's going to be good news.
All right.
Wait a minute. Bobby Dooley has requested this airtime. She's going to be here. I think we have the Slav on line 4. I'm doing the phones tonight, bud.
Oh, my God. What a jip.
Yeah. Let me just double check. Mr. Slavman, are you there?
Yes, Phil. This is the Slav, Dave Slavman.
Okay.
And I wanted to say...
You like cutting him off, don't you?
You probably like cutting him off, too.
Wait a minute. Wait. Ow. What did I tell you, Bobby? I'm going to call a cop. Next person I see going after anybody, I'm calling a cop. Why are you looking at me? I'm just telling everybody here.
She grabbed my balls.
You wish I'd grabbed your balls.
Ms. Dooley requested the airtime to be on here, and that we have Dave Slavman there.
You see, Dave? Here, let me...
No, Bobby, no. Come on.
No, I want to talk. See, Dave? He laughs at you, Dave.
I know he does. I know that Mr. Henry is well known for his laughter, making fun of monkeys like me. I won't be monkeyed up, Henry, and I...
Okay, are we ready to go?
You didn't tell...
You tell everybody.
Bobby Dooley wants to discuss tonight how her relationship with Slavman wasn't as quote-unquote bad as that. That a lot of it was designed to make you jealous, Steve.
I know about that part.
Well, then just listen.
Wait, and that Bobby's attorney, Harvey Wireman. Now, Frank Gray was the Slav's attorney, right?
Frank is the Slav's. Hold on just a minute.
Bobby, I can't keep going.
Hey, Slav, it's Bobby. Slav?
Yes, Bobby.
Is your attorney still Frank Gray?
Yes, my attorney is Frank Gray.
That's what I thought. So,
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Okay, do the music part. Do the music.
I've got it right here.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley, and welcome to Mm-hmm with Bobby Dooley.
You're not supposed to be dancing, Bobby.
Don't tell me how to do it, you fake.
Ow!
Kill the music. What did I tell you?
I pinched his ball sack.
Bill, are you really going to call the cops?
I'm telling you, Bobby, you can't put hands on this guy.
I'm okay.
Well, did it hurt or didn't it?
It did, kind of.
I don't want him butting in.
Just let her get to the open, okay?
I'm supposed to sing it.
You can sing it, but let me start it. Hi, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley, and welcome to the Bobby Dooley Podcast. Today, I'm going to have on the Slav, Dave Slavman. There's been a big misunderstanding about the entire bow-legged episode. This happened before Steve and I was married. It had nothing to do with my love and feelings for Steve. And we'll talk about it. Here's Steve.
Da-da-day, the days grow into nights, and still I love you.
Okay, that's enough. Bobby and Steve Dooley. Mm-hmm.
All right, look at Henry. Henry's laughing. I'm laughing. Why did you wander in here?
Am I doing this or are you apes doing it?
Bobby has a right to say that, Phil. Why don't you guys clear out?
God, come on. Everyone clear the hell out. Except for you, Steve.
Oh, okay. I can stay.
Go, Steve. Do it.
For you will never die.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, right. You do it any better?
All right, stop the music. I'm going to slap your face if I get any more guff from you.
No, you're not.
Mr. Henry, you're not supposed to be in here.
I know, but I got a monitor.
He has to monitor whether you try to pinch his nutsack again. What an asshole.
Oh, Margaret, you know...
No, really, Phil. Mr. Henry, I have an attorney. I'm lawyered up. As soon as I leave this... As soon as I leave this studio.
You get a lawyer up? Look at it, he's laughing at you.
I know, I see it. I don't need to lawyer up. I am lawyered up, homeboy.
Well?
Oh, start again.
She just said fuck, Mr. Henry. Do you guys want to do this or not? Yes?
Yes. Everybody clear out. Hello, everyone. This is Bobby Dooley. And tonight on Mm-hmm with Bobby Dooley, we get to the very bottom, right to the very end, the bitter end of the Slav, my relationship with him, the truth of my relationship with my wonderful husband, Steve, and how this entire thing got blowed up way out of proportion. Steve?
Through the days and into the night, I love you infinitely.
Yes, it's the Bobby Dooley podcast. Here's how it all came down, and here's how it all went down. Dave Slavman is a man that I knew back during my early years at USC. Now, I only went to USC for 1 year, and I have covered that episode in my life quite extensively. If you want to know more about it, I refer you back to other Phil Henry shows. No, I did not graduate from USC. I got married instead. I married a wonderful man, Steve Dooley. He is a wildly successful landscape architect. We live at Western Estates, where we have been the president and vice president of the Homeowners Association for the last 25 years. We're very proud of that. Excuse me.
Cut.
There's no cut.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I can't cut, but that's going to go out.
What's going to go out?
You snorting. We're not cutting. This is all...
Oh, yeah, right. Are you kidding me?
Mr. Dooley, you knew that this is what it was going to be.
Well, give me some water, for God's sake. That's got it. Tonight, I'm going to talk to Dave Slavman. Now, Steve, I know you had concerns. What were they?
Well, my number one concern was that you walked bow-legged the weekend after.
No, that weekend.
Yeah, that weekend. You got home. That's what your dad said. Your dad said you come through the door walking bow-legged like Popeye. And you had spent the weekend with Dave Slavman.
Yes, that is what was said. And yes, I had spent the weekend with Dave Slavman. But one thing that you are not aware of is the fact that I set up all of that with my father to make you jealous.
What?
I told my dad to tell you that I come through the door walking bow-legged after the weekend with the Slav.
Oh my God, so you weren't really walking bow-legged?
We'll get to that in a minute. But what I'm saying, I said that on purpose to make you jealous.
So your father...
My father... told you, what did he say to you? What did he say specifically?
He said, hey, Steve, I know you love my daughter dearly, and someday I hope to make you my son-in-law. Bad news here, though. My daughter come to the door walking bow-legged.
That's right. That's exactly the wording that we agreed on.
I don't believe it.
Margaret, shut up.
Shut up, Miss Gray.
Margaret, shut up.
Oh, my. You have to shut. I'm doing this show, not you.
I'm sorry.
What are all of you doing standing at the door?
We're just... Okay, we'll go away.
We'll go. Sorry.
So my father said to you that because he wanted you to be... I wanted to make you jealous. He wanted me.
He wanted to be jealous.
He wasn't jealous. He didn't care.
Oh.
He wanted you to feel jealous because I asked him...
To make me jealous.
Yes, I told him to say, I come through the door bow-legged 8:30. Remember?
Yeah, he said to me, hey, Steve, I hate to break the news. Bobby come through the door 8:30, bow-legged.
That's right.
And I said, hadn't she spent the weekend with the Slav? And he goes, yeah.
Now, let's be very, very careful here. This was something that was said after my weekend. When I was with Slavman, I wasn't with you.
Well, we knew each other as friends.
Right, but we were not romantically involved. And this story came out after we got married.
Yeah.
So why did you make a big
deal about it?
Oh my God, but
well, why did you do that?
You just scared me.
I know I scared you. Why did you make a big issue out of something that happened before we were married?
Because I got to thinking about it. Because I got to thinking about how I've had a problem as a peeping Tom peeping in the window of the Cunnington sisters, and I was thinking what trauma might have been suffered by me, and then I remembered you told me you walked bow-legged after the slam.
And so you attribute your peeping Tom habit to the fact that you were humiliated by the story of me walking bow-legged after being with the Slav, even though this was something that took place before you and I were together.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I think you're making that up. I think you know you have counseling next week with Dina DeBergrini, who is your counselor, right?
Yeah, God damn it, Bobby.
Well, I want to be clean with the audience. I want to be clean and well-wiped. I mean, it sounds bad.
We want to come clean.
I want to come clean with the audience. As all of you know, Steve has been a peeping Tom for a few years, most notably at the window of the Cunnington sisters, who live in our lilac phase. Now, Steve has had some help. He's gone to therapy for this, and you're much better, right, Steve?
Yeah, I'm better. I don't want to look in no window.
However, in conversation with Frank Gray one weekend, who was over to our house because we were having the mixer in advance of the Springtacular, you said you felt the reason why you did that is on account of I walk bow-legged after Slavman.
I did tell him that, yeah.
Yeah, and you went so far as to hire him as an attorney. I'm telling you now that I was not walking bow-legged, that my weekend with Slavman, however none of your business it may be, was not that extraordinary that I had to walk, you know, walk around like I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande.
Yeah, your father said you were rocking back and forth like you had bad hips.
Well, it was all made up.
You never walked bow-legged.
I'm not saying there wasn't a bow to my legs a little bit, but not to the extent that you're saying.
What the hell are you talking about?
Steve, would you man up and get some water?
What are you talking about, Bobby?
I'm saying, yeah, okay. Slavman is an adult film star now. If I got out of his car that night and there was a little bow to the knees, you got to expect that, right? But I wasn't walking like, oh, give me land, lots of land. Do-do-do-do-do, don't fence me, you know.
Don't fence me in.
Yeah.
You weren't walking like you just did 8 seconds on a
8 seconds on a what?
On a horse, on a bronco.
No, I was not. That was my father exaggerating.
At your behest.
Where?
No, at your encouragement.
Yes, at my encouragement. Now, I want to get on the line here. I know you've spoken to him a couple times. Dave Slavman. Dave, I only have a couple of questions for you. First of all, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Bobby. Thank you very much.
Are you at the gym?
I am at the gym. I have a film that I'm going to be doing scenes for tonight called Buster Busterder.
I didn't ask you about the film you're in tonight. I don't care.
Whatever. Attitude.
I want to ask you something. When I left your car that night, that Sunday night, after we'd spent the weekend at Bahuga's.
Yes, down to Laguna.
Yes. Was I walking bow-legged?
There was a slight bend to the legs, but no, there was no exaggerated. Because I remember I was singing, I'm an old cowhand. That's where you picked up the song.
Yes, we were laughing about it.
And I was singing, I'm an old cowhand from the Rio. And I think what you did is you bent into a more exaggerated bow-legged walk. You sort of started doing the whole I'm an old cowhand thing. And that's when I think your father saw you through the kitchen window.
That's it, exactly. My father saw me through the kitchen window just as Slav started singing, I'm an old cowhand. And I hooked my thumbs into my belt loops, right?
You did. You hooked your thumbs in, and I'm going, I'm an old cowhand. You started walking along with the big bowed leg.
Okay, Dave, but she was walking bow-legged.
Very slight. Very. Most women do after a weekend with me. You have to understand. Most women...
So there is the story. Now do you feel better? What?
Well, he just goes to most women.
Well, I wasn't, Steve, okay? When he started singing, I'm an old cowhand, I hooked my thumbs into my belt loops, and I started going, do-do-do-do-do-do, you know. You've seen the walk.
Yeah, well.
And for you to go to Frank Gray and say, the reason why you're a peeping Tom is because you were humiliated on account of me saying, I walk bow-legged after weekend with the Slav. To me, that's lower than low.
Oh, Bobby, I wasn't trying to... I didn't know... I
But you know for a fact you've got bigger problems than me walking bow-legged. You talked to Dina DeBerghini about that.
Dina who?
Who's the name of your therapist?
Dina Gerber-Dardina.
Dina?
Dina Gerber-Dardina. You know, she's over at the Psychological Center in the Valley.
Dina Gerber-Dardina. Well, I've never met her.
Well, you're not going to meet her. She's my therapist.
All right. But you've worked that out with her.
I'm talking it out with her, and yeah, you're right. You're walking bow-legged. I have issues having to do with... she says it's on a... Well, I shouldn't even be talking about this.
Don't talk about it, Steve. It's private. Would you shut up, please?
Margaret. Yeah, Ms. Gray, you can't say nothing.
Come on, Margaret. Come on back in. It's your deal.
What was the issue about?
The issue was about the fact I'm afraid I'm going to be missing out on something, okay? Because my brother one time was making out with this very, very buxom blonde from high school, this girl by the name of... Catty Lou Sandersini, and she was, oh man, and I remember peeking around a corner, and from that day forward, I thought, boy, if I'm not peeking around a corner, I may miss something.
Steve, you're so full of shit.
My eyes are brown?
Yes. This has been, the Bobby Dooley Podcast. I want to thank our very special guest, Dave Slavman, for checking in and setting the record straight on account of me walking bow-legged.
I'm Steve Dooley.
And I'm Bobby Dooley. Join us again next time for another, the Bobby Dooley Podcast. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Thank you, Bobby. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced, what?
This is called,
I know it's called but it's on The Phil Henry Show.
What?
What are you talking about, Henry?
Hey, you see a guy by the name of Henry, kick his ass, understand?
Phil?
I'm saying, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
This is a...
Now she's being childish.
Bobby, don't do that.
The world famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampra Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Oh my God, he's looking at me like I'm some, like I'm the slut of the week.
No, I'm not at all. I'm asking why you butted in.
Go ahead, Steve.
Through the years, the time we've spent together.